This is episode 11 of Extraordinary Women Radio.
Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to live with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each month, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey.
We just wrapped up our three-day Brave event here in Colorado, where we had a room full of extraordinary entrepreneurs looking at business planning in a very non-traditional way. It was wonderful. We cleared out the room of the tables. We created sacred space for each woman to get really introspective and what wanted to flow from them, what they want their voice to stand for, how they can take that voice out into the world in a way that's aligned to who they are instead of following just a preset formulas and should do's. It was a very organic, inside-out approach to growing a business. Everyone left connected and on fire with not only a new sense of possibilities, but also an actionable plan to making it happen. It was a perfect mix of yin and yang energies. The feminine energy of introspection, wisdom, and intuition, balanced with the masculine energy of strategy, planning, and moving into action. I loved it. And I'm so excited about all the important voices that are going to ripple from Brave. These women are doing really important things in the world. It is time. Their work is needed. And I'm honored that we got to be a part of their journey making that happen. But let's get back to the format of these 3 days, because I think this is really interesting, and particularly as it pertains to today's podcast and our guest. The interesting thing is, my business partner, Sarah Bonenkamp, and I didn't start our initial planning for this event with this organic approach. In fact, our initial plan started with a very traditional approach to a three-day business conference. Linear content to be delivered over 3 days, because we get this. We know it well. We've both played in business strategy and planning our whole lives. It's rooted in our deep journey. The essence of the work we do with our clients, however, is much more magical. It's much more mystical than the straight strategy, and we knew it. And we knew that Brave needed to bring in this deeper work. The beauty of the evolution was that it came about by our own inner listening. Yep, we got those messages delivered into us through whatever channels you want to call that. So journaling, meditating, yoga, taking walks in nature. And we both kept hearing this call to shift things up, to do it entirely differently than how it's been done before, to build the 3 days aligned to who we are and what we do best, lighting up our magical, mystical, intuitive selves. So out with the traditional, and in came the meditation pillows, the references to nature, the circle of women, and the deep introspective work that we both love so much. And right now, more than ever, I believe it's so important for all of us to tune into our inner feminine wisdom and listen. The amazing thing is that when we make space to stop and listen, to get curious, and to simply just ask the questions, the answers come flowing to us like a spring river filled with the high country melting snows. It's that fast. It's that powerful. And it's funny, over the past few months, on multiple occasions, when I'd spend some introspective time, an idea would drop in on me. And I'd call up Sarah and I'd say, I just got the best idea. We should. And I'd spill out whatever that idea was. The funny thing is the universe was delivering very similar messages to Sarah as she was doing her journaling, or she was going on a walk on that very same morning. That's when you know you're tuned into something important. And this happens all the time for Sarah and I. I love it. It's synchronicity. And this is why I'm really excited to have our guest joining us today, Tracy Revel. Tracy is tuned into this very same energy and wisdom in her work. Tracy believes that when women embrace their feminine, centered, creative, emotional intelligence, and combine it with masculine focus and action, they excel everywhere in their lives. Tracy's mantra is love your body, rock your life. And it helps women to become and be more confident in themselves and in their own skin. Tracy teaches her clients how to balance their intuition and action, body and soul, emotional and intellectual. and masculine and feminine essence to create a captivating presence and the embodied confidence for a life that rocks. I love Tracy, and I know you're going to love her also. Let's meet her. Well, welcome, Tracy. I'm so happy to have you join us on Extraordinary Women Radio today.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
So wonderful to be here. And I, by the way, I love the name of your show, Extraordinary Women Radio.
Well, I get to talk to so many extraordinary women. Isn't that what's not to love about that?
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm excited to hear your stories of what got you to where you are today and how your work has really evolved. So first of all, listening to our inner voice is so key and critical. Tell me about a defining time or situation that forever shaped your life because you listened to that inner truth, something that changed your path you were on and the journey you were on. Can you think of a time?
So many, as I'm sure most of us can think of. One that really, really comes to mind is, probably about 3 years ago when I was bringing all of my pieces together, creating a business. And the name Embodied Competence has popped into my awareness and I was using it already. And I had no idea what it was going to turn into and encompass. And I just was kind of in the middle of figuring out how to build a business, no clue, bringing all of my body, mind, emotion, spirit tools together. So I went to this event, which was introduced to a whole new world of business and events and selling and so forth. I had no clue. And so I went and it was with this coaching group that I was involved with for a couple years. And I sat down with this woman that I had a connection with for a while. She was the one that made the sales calls to me. Didn't know there were sales calls. And so I just had this connection with her, sat down, joined this group, knew in everything in me that it was where I needed to be. I had no idea why. Mm-hmm. It was just like the way it was presented, it would help me support, blah, 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 right? Totally walked away from that sales conversation, which again, I had no idea was a sales conversation, just knowing it was where I needed to be. And it was about $1,200 a month.
So a big chunk.
I was probably huge. Well, I was making like $2,000-$3,000 a month.
Okay.
1200, right?
Right.
So, again, didn't even think about that. It was just like, this is where I needed to be. Went home, went, what the hell am I thinking?
Yeah. I was like, that's scary. Oh my God.
Holy cow. So I called her. Well, I avoided her for a few days. And then I called her and I was like, I can't do this. And she sat on the phone with me for an hour and a half and was like, Tracy, believe in yourself. You can do this, believe in yourself, we'll be here for you, so on and so forth. She ended up becoming a pretty strong mentor for me and helping me pull a lot of my pieces together, helped me put together the Strong and Sexy, Fit and Confident, Be Bold for Yourself tagline that I use, helped me get my signature talk. Again, just bring a lot of my pieces together in a way that I could never have done. Then, about a year after that, she actually became my client.
Very good.
Yeah. So it was a very, pivotal, okay, cool. And so I just jumped and then I sat in the middle of how am I going to do this for quite a few months. And then I ended up selling my house because I decided I could have a life and have a business. Or I could have a house that I didn't have time to work on. So I sold my house to literally invest in myself and invest in my business and creating the structures and the programs and again, bringing all my pieces together so that I could create this bigger life for myself.
Oh, that's fantastic. And when you think about the trust that it took, how did you know that that voice inside, that it was truly a yes for you? What was the clues for you there?
That's really, I don't know if it's even explainable. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, So as women, we are literally hardwired to know what we know in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Men, to some degree, not like us. We are literally hardwired to connect to God and our intuition in our bodies.
Yeah. If we just listen, it's that stopping and listening and hearing in and tuning in.
And we are so disconnected from our bodies for so many different reasons in so many different ways. So to me, that knowing was literally just this light up. I have no idea what this is. And it was just, this is right in every single part of me. So, that's generally how it'll show up for me.
So it's what's the feeling or the emotion that you have in your body and that gives you that big yes?
Just that light up. Just
okay.
That again. There's nothing heavy about it. There's nothing. I should go the other way. It's just like a full steam ahead lightness. Choose it.
Right. And what does that do for your business when you listen to that?
Oh God, it basically from that moment, I created my entire business.
Right.
Literally.
So it gave you the momentum that moved you forward. All of the pieces came in and all the platforms got built after that, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Very
yeah.
Cool.
That structure and or foundation, and then again my signature talk, and then even more clear on my messaging, and then I met my last mentor, coach, who helped me bring all of it together so that my messaging got really clear. I got really clear. So it's hard to even explain. It was more huge than just a decision to join this group.
Right. You know, it's interesting because I can think of my own journeys into my different coaches and mentors that I've had over the years. And it's,
right.
It is a thing that you do. You just get this hit. It's like, you know, they are the one that can really help me where I'm at. And, you know, I came out I came out of the business world, right? I was a business person. I was an executive, a VP of marketing. And I always thought that, oh yeah, I get all of the marketing stuff. I know how to do the business side of it. And what I now know, which I didn't know early on in my business, is that starting our businesses, it's a different kind of a marketing when you're marketing yourself, when you are building a coaching business, when you are putting all of the right principles into place that can strategically set you up for growth, but also then learning to really trust that inner intuition, that knowing within. That guides us in our business. So it's a beautiful dance, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a dance. Absolutely is.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, and learning to trust. I think that's, you know, the piece of it is learning to trust is that wisdom that we have that you were just mentioning. When we can start to hear our intuitions and start to trust that, it opens our world up in such powerful ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The stuff that's shown up for me in the last 2 years, and it's growing even more, and the direction that I'm heading in now, you know, no clue that I would be creating what I'm creating. And it's just that listening, because we never know.
Yeah. And I think, so this is on to my next question, and it ties right to this.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm really passionate about telling these stories of transformation and discovery and really following that life destined purpose. And I know you are working on work that's so important and that you're meant to do in the world. Can you share how you, that personal story of connecting and most importantly, recognizing that this is the work you're meant to be delivering in the world, how this all evolved for you?
Well, it's a whole life thing. Like literally, Cammie, what I teach is literally my life journey and what I've learned.
Yeah.
In a very succinct, you know, way. My mother died when I was 9 3/4, mm-hmm. and she had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about the mind-body connection, that's frustration and anger and feeling trapped and so forth. And I've always believed, was very unhappy in her marriage and didn't know how to get out. Mm-hmm. So she died. Mm-hmm. And she died about 6 months to the day that she went in the hospital.
Okay.
And during that time, my brother and I got bounced around 3 or 4 different families in 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then she died, and we had 3 or 4 different housekeepers until my stepmother moved in at 6 months, and then my dad married her at 11 months.
Okay. So a lot of change that you were moving through. And all of this, it's a time when you really needed stability.
Well, I figured out how to just go along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything, I learned how to just make myself invisible and take care of my daddy because I loved my daddy. Mm-hmm. And bringing all of it together, very, very long story short, obviously, I found a movement. And my pelvis is tilted and rotated, so I started learning how to do corrective movements,
okay,
reconnecting the mind and the body and working with movement to heal my own body, heal my pain, movement to help myself be in my body, deal with the emotional pain. Yeah.
Right.
I also gained a lot of weight after my mom died, so... Right. Lost that. And so movement started being the thread with everything. And I started teaching aerobics at 16 years old.
Wow.
And so it movement and fitness and body mind became just a piece of my life, and started getting into more metaphysical work, started getting into goddess work, more belief work, energetic work, counseling, therapy, coaching. And just as I went along, bringing all of my pieces together. So people would always ask me why I do what I do. And my answer was always just that it's what I'm here to do.
Right.
And in the last year, and working with my last coach, I've actually come to the realization that I do what I do to help women change their relationships with themselves.
Mm. Nice.
Because of my mother, not simply what I'm here to do. It's because of her.
Because you saw what she was in and that space that she was in. And you've learned how to help women through that.
Yeah. So it's just in my DNA and in my soul to help women change their relationships with themselves, body, mind, emotion, and spirit, so they don't have to die.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, and there's a solid, you know, such a deep connection for yourself unto your personal story that's put a drive behind you on why this work is so important. And it's interesting how the universe takes us down a journey in our lifetime when we don't ever see how the dots really connect until we can look back at it, right? It's like we can look back at our journey and our pathway and the stories of our life and what we've learned over the course of the years and see how it's shaping what we're taking out into the world. And there's so much power in that, being able to connect those dots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's kind of everybody's life, right?
Like, exactly.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe too. It's like, we don't want to throw out the door from throw out everything that we've done in the past to look forward. We want to integrate what all those journeys are because they're important journeys and helping us be mm-hmm. our very best. So tell us a little bit more about the fundamentals of embodied confidence and why you think it's so important in our world today.
Why I think it's so important in our world today, many reasons. Women tend to be super disconnected from themselves and their bodies mm-hmm. and who they are and their own power and their center. So I do like literally a physical reconnecting mind and body to help them heal with that and take that and that emotional and physical knowing and center and create their lives from that space. Mm-hmm. We tend to be very outside of ourselves, mm-hmm. very masculine, right? Because that's right. how we've been taught.
Mm-hmm. That we live in a very masculine society in general, the working environments.
So yeah.
There's just so much where yeah. we've been, you know, coming out of the corporate world for so many years, it was very masculine oriented. It was about the task. It was about the metrics. It was about getting things done and not really relying right. on our intuition
right.
and our wisdom.
Right. So now the way that we need to evolve, we need to be able to listen to the wisdom, the intuition, the centered personal power, knowing mm-hmm. the internal yin energy, the feminine,
yes.
and take that into the masculine and the direction and the creating the business and the communication with colleagues, the meetings with men, where we have to take charge. And in order to not look like just a complete bitch, if I can say that on the radio,
yes,
be able to stay in that feminine and come from that centered place and still show up with a very direct, powerful presence. That's right. where the gold is.
Yeah. Yeah. There's total gold. And I think that, that place where the balance between the yin and the yang, that dance mm-hmm. again, it's a dance, right? It's that dance between, we have to have both sides, the yin side and the yang side. The yin side is that, that deep, deep wisdom, that, that softer way of being, that's powerful
yeah.
though. It's incredibly powerful when we're in our true essence of our, the yin side of us. But then
totally.
That yang totally. Side can help us get stuff done, right? It's the part that gets us out and doing things. So that finding that balance between those two in our own unique space from who we are is really powerful.
Totally. And that is the basis of becoming a strong, successful businesswoman while staying in your feminine
mm-hmm.
and having that self-confident, powerful presence. It's the drawing in and the being able to flow and to go from this to this to this and to stay centered instead of being rattled and thrown off. And just know that this is your direction, the masculine, from the internal center. So many people would rather stay with the old habit of being outside of themselves. New habits are hard.
Right. Absolutely.
Learning. Yeah. And learning how to go into that and take that power, that flow, and create structures and the discipline and so forth. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. It really is our next evolution.
Yeah, I totally agree. We just wrapped up doing our Brave conference, and a lot of what we talk about in there is one, slowing down and really and getting clear about what you stand for in your voice from a very internal perspective. So listening, hearing that intuition inside that tells you and guides you and takes you down a pathway that is aligned to who you are, and then
right.
applying more of the strategies and the planning and the doing that is more of the masculine side of and keeping in mind that I say masculine, it's the energy of it, right? It's the our because we all have
totally.
Feminine energy, we all totally. Have the masculine energy, whether we're male or female. It's just that balance and that dance between us. But that was one of the things that we spent a lot of time on at Brave, and I believe that that is the next evolution of how we can really, you know, grow within, with as a community, as a society, as, you know, individuals in our own businesses, we're all growing together, tapping into those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
you talk a lot. Go ahead.
That's the importance of what I really stress with people. A lot of people talk about, like, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the world today that we, you know, all know is going on. And it's like, okay, women uprising and so forth. And a lot of it is just, is very masculine, energetic, of holding up the sword and fighting against the patriarchy, when our true strength is the internal feminine power.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important for us to get that is our true strength.
Yeah.
That's how we can make change.
Yeah, I like that. And so you talk a lot about personal power and feminine power. Can you talk about that and how they're the same, or how they're the different, how they are different?
To me, they are the same.
Okay.
In my work and in how I teach feminine power. So feminine power is internal energy. It's yin. It's emotional intelligence, right?
Awesome.
That's
mm-hmm.
feminine power.
Yep.
Yeah. So masculine is external energy, yang, intellectual intelligence,
yeah.
right? Just to
right.
have that delineation. So personal power, a lot of, well, we've been just like brainwashed for whatever, that power is force and it's also control, right? That's
right.
all masculine, mm-hmm. but it's also the thwarted side of masculine. It's the protective, hard victim side of masculine, if that makes sense at all.
Yep, it does.
So personal power is the internal feminine power, not the external force, control, do, right?
Right.
So in my work, month one that I work with people, I have them find their own definition of personal power.
Nice.
So I've come to find, thank you, I've come to find that when we define our own definition of personal power, we're basically defining our understanding of ourselves, our essence, our knowing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my download of what personal power meant, and you have to understand, I've been in therapy since I was 19, and I had been doing metaphysical work for 20 years, probably at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So personal power is batted around a lot, and I never really understood what it is, and most people don't. So I got the download of personal power for me, and that's when all of my pieces started coming together for Body Mind Aligned Fitness is my bigger corporation, but for Embodied Confidence and all of the pieces. So another example would be one of my girls, she's like 5'10", large woman. She works in the field of aviation. She's like a program manager. So there's all of these men mm-hmm. jockeying for control all around her. So, you know, she has a lot of stuff thrown on her.
Right.
And she was pinging around in all of it. Took us 2 months to get a definition of personal power for her. She also carries this very sweet energy of Jackie O. Like, mm-hmm. a very soft but sophisticated and elegant
way of being.
Energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this large body.
Right.
So it took us a while, but her definition of personal power became honoring my elegance.
That's nice. That's lovely.
And right? And when it, you know, and she tried to get something else and she tried to figure out something else and it was like, no, that's it. And when she really worked with that, worked with the feminine, took it into her job, she could go into these meetings with these men and stand her ground, take charge of the meeting. She started preparing differently. She started standing up to who she called the scary one. I won't use his name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we tagged him Young One instead of Scary One. And she started being able to stay in her center and have a more clear direction of self and who she was in the middle of all of this masculine control energy being thrown at her.
Mm. So this sounds like presence.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really her in her full, bright, shiny presence.
Totally.
So
when we step into Well, when we step into our personal power, it shows through in our presence. Mm-hmm. Everything about our body shows up in our presence. That is, again, posture, eye contact, just the energy that we be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's so important when we're sharing our voice and our message and our purpose with the world is really to be in that presence. How does it affect us in our life and our relationships and our business when we're really in our presence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I learned an awesome stat that I use all the time now, and it's in a couple of my PowerPoints now, that communication is actually 7% words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 55% body. Mm-hmm. And 38% voice.
Right.
So again, body and how we show up and how we be and how connected we are to our bodies is the presence.
Really important. People, right.
Yeah.
It's really, really important. You know, we do equine vision journey. So they're the retreats with the horses, and it mm-hmm. enables us to really work in that presence work because the horses don't have any verbal language, right? There's no connecting with the horses from a verbal perspective. And so helping people totally. Really play in their presence with the horses is a beautiful way to really let them connect and experience it and really find that essence of their presence. Those are great statistics that you've got there. And that is the more that we can shine that light from our very, you know, essence of our bodies, our souls of who we are and let that light out. It's so powerful.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So life's biggest breakthroughs often happen following a period of self-doubt and fear and uncertainty. And sometimes it takes just 20 okay. seconds of this insane courage to really step through emotions and to take a risk and step out on the edge of our comfort zones. And I know you've already shared a story, but can you share another one that's where you you felt those same uncertainties, but you still push beyond those discomforts with courage and persistency when everything and, you know, was like, what the hell are you doing? But you just continue to step into it. Can you tell me about a time like that?
last night.
Isn't that right? It's so funny. I get a lot of that. It's like almost on a daily basis, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's true as entrepreneurs. And we do run into that so often. So how do you manage
Well, I have this, you know, my old stuff will pop up and want to come in, and it's just like, really? And my mind automatically pops up this, you've got this, Tracy, when that fear wants to pop in. So that's one thing that I just have
just a statement
to yourself. Automatically created within my own nervous system. Another insane courage would be when I met my last coach and I was at this huge event and I was finishing up this $1,200 payment with this other group that I had been with for, you know, a year and a half. And this new coach was even more money. And I met her and she basically has a $2 million empire doing what I do. And it was like, huh, okay. And it was, I can learn from this woman. She can help me get where I'm going. She can help me bring my pieces together, bring my messaging together. And are you kidding me? I've already spent like, I mean, I can't even tell you, like people would think I was the most insane person in the world if they have any idea how much money I've spent on my business. Well,
but
maybe
it's
not
important.
Because
it's
a lot
right.
of
it's,
us,
right.
but a lot of us have done it. Absolutely.
Right.
It is crucial.
It's what changed.
You know?
It keeps us stretching. It keeps us growing. It keeps us moving into the next realm of our business, that next growth stage.
Yeah. So I met this woman at this event and, she joked that I was like one of her hardest sales ever. Cause it was just like, I would, you know, say something to her and she'd be just like, would you just stop? And so finally I went ahead and jumped in and signed the contract. And, about a month after that, my ex broke up with me out of nowhere. And so I was thrown into this vulnerability in the middle of kind of bringing all of my pieces finally together, my messaging, more vulnerability within myself, within my business, with working this woman. And she ended up being perfect. I needed that soft space, right? Mm-hmm. But insane. I still had, you know, a month or two left of this other crazy payment. And then I'm going to take on this other crazy payment when I was going to be done. I wasn't going to spend any more money. Uh-huh. And it was like, okay, I'm going to trust and I'm just going to do this.
Right.
And so here I am. I'm about to bring again all my pieces together. And I have a meeting tomorrow morning with a senior director for a worldwide huge corporation for implementing a program with their women's development leadership program. It's more huge than I could have ever thought.
Right.
And
right.
My work with this woman helped me bring even more together to be able to step into doing this.
Right. Right. And there's an exponential growth that happens when you're stopping and investing in yourself and making space for that. So congratulations on this next exciting phase. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Super excited. And I have one of my girls is at the same time. How funny is that? Tomorrow morning at 11, gonna have a walking meeting with somebody at her company to talk about me and connect me to same level women's development and leadership, you know, director worldwide for another company.
Yeah.
So So thank you. I'm super excited. And yeah, it's been a lot of work getting here.
So
and
you
a lot of that. That insane courage, like you said.
Yeah. And so a lot of your work really started working with individuals, but what you're seeing now is a whole new realm of your business that's really opening up into the corporate space.
Yeah. And I will continue to do the one-on-one work with, you know, people outside the corporate. I'm also hoping I can parlay it into, you know, everybody in the group will be doing some individual work with me too. Cause really that's like my work is so individual. I can give them the concept, but then getting it for themselves and their body. Oh,
nice.
That's the juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't tell I get off to this stuff.
but it's so powerful and that's right. It's like, it's what happens when you see the change, it happens with your clients. And, so when you talk about changing yourself by changing your connection with your body, just give us a quick little synopsis on what happens, what you see happening with your clients.
Do you want to play along with me for a second?
Sure.
Okay. So close your eyes and bring all of yourself into yourself. Just bring all of you into your body. Just right here, right now. Not Cammy the interviewer, just you. And just notice what you notice. Okay. What does that feel like? Anything pop up physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually?
I feel a lot of really sparky type energy. Sparky is probably a better word. It's that fire. It's the energy. It's the, ooh, this is fun. It's exciting,
cool,
jazzy kind of energy.
Okay. Now sit up for me, please. Head over chest over pelvis and really align. Lift up and out through the top of your head and drop your rear end down and back. And then allow, don't force, but allow your shoulder blade to drop back and down. And then open your heart space up. Like there's a little string with a balloon lifting your sternum towards the sky. Mm-hmm. That allows the shoulder blades to relax down. Bring all of you into you. Does this feel any different?
Oh, it's very, very open.
Cool.
Yeah, very, and very grounded.
Yeah.
Very open and very grounded. So it's more inclusive, I suppose, of all of me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way I can explain it. And I hope everybody at home played along with us.
Exactly. I hope that too. And if they didn't, rewind it and go do it.
Yeah. It's fascinating though, isn't it?
Oh, totally.
It's just how different you feel just rewiring that. Now, here's the gold. Take that centered, grounded, connected space into the sparky.
Mm-hmm. So then you've got some real flame happening there.
Right.
Yeah.
From a powerful place.
Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So the final question I have is... Yeah, that totally answered.
Did that answer?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah. So the final question I have for you today is, what three pearls of wisdom can you leave with our audience today based on what your journey has been, based on what you've learned over the course of, you know, what you've created and how you've listened to that inner voice? Tell us what your pearls of wisdom are.
Pearls of wisdom. Everything about us shows up in our bodies, from injuries to aches and pains to excess weight to frustration to sadness. Learning how to tap into that, to connect to that, to honor that will transform your life personally and in business.
Mm-hmm. I believe that totally.
Really marrying the emotional intelligence and the intellectual intelligence is our key to really rocking our life, finding people that will resonate, life partners, creating a business that is sustainable and will bring us joy, but also be profitable. Just listening to that knowing, coming from the internal into the external, feminine to masculine. And then third, you're not broken and it's never too late.
Hallelujah. I totally believe no one is broken. It's like, you are exactly who you are. And it's shine up a light on everything that's wonderful about you.
Yeah. And so many people want to hold on to the old story. Right. And it's like, if you choose drop into that personal power, into that center, you can let go of that old story. It doesn't have to be there anymore.
Right. It's those old stories there's great power in recognizing the stories that where we've been lit up and that we can learn from those, but those stories that drag us down and hold us back, it's like, let those go, clip them loose.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, thank you, Tracy. This has been wonderful. Where can people find out more about you and your work?
My website is Embodied Confidence, EmbodiedConfidence. they can also just look up my name. So okay. Tracy Revell, TRACYREVELL. I have got a free handout on my website, 5 biggest mistakes keeping you from captivating presence, that you guys can please go sign up for, because it's got some really amazing information on it. Everybody can go ahead and get that captivating presence handout. It's awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Tracy. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time today and all your great wisdom.
Thank you, Cammie. And keep up doing the good work, girlfriend.
Thank you so much.
You're changing mountains.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you thinking about making the next bold move in your life? I invite you to take the Your Next Bold Move quiz at CammieGellner.com to find out how you can jumpstart a passionate and meaningful next chapter. You may also enjoy my book, Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose, which is available on Amazon. In Fire Dancer, you will become intimately connected to your heart's calling and build the courage and resiliency to ignite your what's next. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter, and the links are available on my website. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.